On a Friday around about this time, we put a pin in the news of the week. We do a little thing called the weekly wrap, help you make sense of what went on, let you get over it, let you get on with the weekend. Jeff Fields on holidays. David Gavin's been in the newsroom all this week. A very good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Nick.
What is the news of the week?
Okay, so we started the week with the Emmys in Los Angeles and our very own Nicole Kidman taking out a gong.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah,
there we go.
So she returned home with Keith Urban to, of course, her residence in America. It doesn't live in Australia. so she had a very successful night, and it was it was very interesting to see that Steve Colbert hosted the night and had a few digs here and there at various not personalities, but various politicians.
You can say he just ragged on Trump the entire time. He ragged on Trump the entire time. It's what Steve Colbert does these days. If you've ever watched his show, all he does is rag on Trump. It's magnificent.
Yes, he's a very, very talented man. And also, news broke on Monday that many of Australia's young school children were falling through the cracks because there was no early national check on how well they knew their words and numbers, and an expert panel was recommending that year one students undergo a new literacy and numeracy check in terms of, I think it was a personal interview with their teacher rather than the NAPLAN test, which is currently in place. And then we move on to Tuesday, where news broke of stricter international sanctions only provoking North Korea to speed up its nuclear program. That was according to sources in Pyongyang. The news came as US and Chinese leaders agreed to maximize pressure on the regime of Kim Jong-un. UN Security Council, of course, imposed fresh sanctions a couple of weeks ago, which also heightened the frustration within the North Korean regime. And also Myanmar National Security Advisor Tong Tun told Reuters Rohingya Muslims who fled to neighbouring Bangladesh to escape violence in the Rakhine state will be able to return, but the process is yet to be decided. So that particular story is still evolving with the leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi. I got that right in the end.
Well done.
That's certainly a developing story that's getting a lot of diplomatic attention and international attention. I know Julie Bishop has passed comment on that particular the particular situation over there in Myanmar with thousands upon thousands of Rohingya Muslims fleeing that country. We then move on to Wednesday, and news broke that a earthquake had hit Mexico City, the second one in 2 weeks.
Yeah, crippling.
Yeah, 7.1 magnitude earthquake. So it wasn't as strong as the previous one a couple of weeks ago, which was 8.1 magnitude, which killed at least 90 people. But now the death toll from that particular earthquake in Mexico City that struck the country on Wednesday, the death toll continues to rise there. It's up over 200 people, up over 230, I believe, as well. So we hope that the rescue services and those people that are working so very hard to look for survivors among the rubble can rescue as many people as they can.
Hopefully there'll be a few more survivors.
That's exactly right. And also Hurricane Maria also hit the Caribbean island of Dominica, and it continues to make its way through the region as we speak. On Wednesday, it was just wreaking havoc across that region. It's since struck Puerto Rico, and it's now heading towards the Caicos Islands and that sort of part of the Caribbean area and those US territories. So, and then we move on to yesterday, and again, more news in regards to the Mexico earthquake and the rescue efforts there. And also, there was some comment about the risk of an interest rate rise next year in terms of it becoming possibly a risk to the sustainability of, financial stability in regards to the housing market. So the OECD said that Australia was among a handful of advanced economies where elevated house prices had raised financial stability risks if rising interest rates were to trigger a housing market correction. So that's certainly a hot topic at the moment.
I love the way they keep calling it a correction, not like the bubble's going to pop and it's all going to crash down. It's just a correction. It's a bubble. it's a bubble. Anyway, go on.
And then we get to today, where, of course, the news is broken in regards to Tony Abbott being assaulted by a same-sex marriage supporter in Hobart.
I'm going to throw an allegedly in there. Allegedly. Sorry, look, I know we're not. I know other news services are, and that's fair. That's fine. I just want to do that because I, you know, look, my own personal thing, I need a little bit of proof that it was a same-sex marriage supporter who did it. Sorry, my view. Yep. Anyway, you can keep going with actual news now. I'm done.
That's okay. No worries. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier in the morning, New South Wales will, well, the New South Wales Parliament will be debating the issue of legalised assisted dying in coming months. So the issue to be debated in Parliament later this year, and a very important issue for many in our community. And as was, has been mentioned in the headlines, deadly Hurricane Maria has flooded parts of the Dominican Republic and continued to dump heavy rain on the US territory of Puerto Rico. And as I mentioned earlier, it's heading towards the US Virgin Islands and Dominica. So we hope that everyone in that region can batten down the hatches and hopefully everyone will be okay.
David, thank you very much. What a bloody awful week. I'm glad to see the back of it. I'll let you get back to the newsroom. Things like that make me just realise how important a weekend is, let's be honest.